I saw some astonishing pictures from Bangalore, India this week. Rivers of white foam churning through the city as if a giant washing machine had exploded. It's almost comical until you learn that the foam is making people sick. It's even caught on fire at least once. Reporter Chavi Sachdev has been looking into the story behind the pictures and joins me now here in our studios. Chavi, what is going on here?
Well, it is like a huge washing machine has exploded. Lots of folks who are in the city of Bangalore have bought washing machines in the last decade, and they're using detergents with phosphates in them. And these are chemicals that are banned in the US and many other countries, but not in India. And all this waste is being discharged into the city's lakes with a lot of other sewage. And when it rains, it gets churned up and the water foams up just like it's a huge washing machine.
Wow, so just soap and sewage? I mean, how's the lake catching on fire?
Well, it's not just soap, because the sewage is household sewage and it's untreated, and then there's a lot of industrial waste just being pumped in. So that's very toxic. People are getting sick from it, and there's methane forming on the surface, and it's inflammable. I spoke to Dr. T.V. Ramachandra at the Indian Institute of Science, and he studied the specifics of the water situation in Bangalore and all this foam and froth. And he says it's actually an extreme reflection of what's happening all across India.
You know, what is happening in Bangalore is the unplanned urbanization.
What does he mean by that, Chavi?
Well, Bangalore has seen a huge explosion in its population, and there are no checks and balances on who's dumping what. So there's no sewage treatment infrastructure for all these people who've moved there. And Dr. Ramachandran says that more than 100 million gallons of untreated waste is pouring into the city lakes, which are all interconnected, and that's every day. So it's not an unusual problem in India, but the specifics of this place is producing a pretty unusual situation.
Right. So unplanned urbanization, a lot of new washing machines. What is it like for people living there in this very foamy, toxic situation?
Well, it sounds really awful. People have to pass one lake in particular on their way to work, to the IT hubs, and they say it smells really bad. They have to cover their faces even half a mile away. Their eyes water, and there are no birds or animals there anymore. And, you know, the pollutants are seeping into the water table under the city, which is where the city gets its drinking water from.
So Dr. Ramachandra studied the situation, and I gather he wrote up a report which he submitted to the government. What's become of that?
Well, here's what Dr. Ramachandra told me.
Nothing much has happened from the government side, because this report was given in June. Till the latest episode of the frothing, the government was sitting over it. And again, the local people have started demanding the action from the government.
So citizens groups are meeting government officials, and a state court has passed an order asking for the city lakes to be cleaned up. There are also new anti-pollution directives from the state and national governments, but nothing's been done. And Dr. Ramachandran seems optimistic, but more optimistic than other people I spoke to. Or most people say it's already too late. One of them told me it feels like the city is sitting on a volcano.
Wow. And this is just because Bangalore is this high tea hub, and there's a lot of prosperity there now, it sounds like.
Yeah, with really bad fallout.
Chavi Sachdev, usually in Bombay, here with us this week in Boston, telling us about the foaming and sometimes flaming lakes of Bangalore, India. Chavi, great to have you in. Thanks.
My pleasure.